I'm Aaron Weintraub, and this is Inside Kurdistan. It's been a very long time coming for me to address the current situation in KRA regarding Iran. I haven't been actively trying to make episodes about the uprising in Iran, as well as the relationship between Iran and the Kurdistan region of Iraq, as well as the issues with security in Kurdistan, both political and defensive, that have existed and have been exacerbated since the murder of Mahsa Amini in September. I think I haven't been doing that because the situation is developing so quickly. I don't really believe it's a good idea to wade into it with this particular podcast. But this week I have an excellent guest that can speak about the history and current developments regarding the Kurdish Peshmerga efforts in Iraq. Leylo Majid is a Peshmerga officer and a recent graduate from Sandhurst Royal Military Academy in the United Kingdom. Recently, the Sandhurst Academy began accepting Kurdish soldiers as part of their international training efforts, and Leylo is the first female Peshmerga officer to graduate from the long program. And we'll be talking about her training some, as well as her own insights into current Peshmerga operations happening here, particularly with regards to Iran, of course. Real quick, the thing that you should know about the Kurdish Peshmerga is it is historically a very politically divided army. And due to the developments in Iran, the army has put those political divisions aside. And so we will be talking about the Peshmerga unification here in the interview, and that's what we're essentially discussing. I do hope to have more podcasts on this topic, but for now, this is the first episode I'm making regarding anything related to this subject. So with that said, here's Leylo's insight. Leylo, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. Welcome.
So I think it's best to start with your family's history with Peshmerga and your own relationship going through basic training before we get into your training at Sandhurst.
My background with Peshmerga Army, my family, I was my grandfather and my father serving in the Peshmerga Army even before 1991. They served in Peshmerga Army until now, so my father still is serving in Peshmerga Army. So this is the great motivation for me after finishing bachelor degree to join Peshmerga Army as an engineer. So I work for Peshmerga until now, these days still I'm working.
And explain it to someone who may not know anything about KRI. What is the history of Peshmerga in Kurdistan? Could you explain sort of what is sort of the culture, the military culture in Kurdistan?
Yeah, of course. Peshmerga Army has a history about a century ago. So before Kurdistan get independent, Peshmerga Army was a political movement in the north of Iraq. We were participating and we were fighting for our independence until 1991 when we get autonomous. The south part of Kurdistan, which we call Kurdistan of Iraq, we get into independence, and luckily we get our own government and ministry. And after 1991, we establish a ministry of Peshmerga. As army force, we getting stronger and stronger, especially the recent activity that Peshmerga has a great role in it is fighting against ISIS. So Kurdistan has Peshmerga has a great role in Kurdistan as an army to protecting Kurdistan from the past till now, and we are still getting stronger and stronger in the north part of Iraq. And Peshmerga has a great role also for Iraq, because the north part has a great army, strong army, that working with Iraqi army together to save or to defend of all Iraq, including Kurdistan.
And Sandhurst recently opened up a position for their international program for a Peshmerga army. And you were one of the first applicants to go through that training. What influenced Sandhurst to open up a slot for Kurdish soldiers?
Yeah. What British embassy in Iraq and in British consulate in Kurdistan, that they're working with the government and Ministry of Peshmerga. This is the main influence that they see how Peshmerga army getting stronger and stronger. So what they see as an independent part of Iraq, they say they would need it to support. So British army, one of the coalition part, a country that's supporting Peshmerga army and Kurdistan. So one of the support is sending the cadet or selecting the candidate for Sandhurst, because cadets is one of the academic way to support in Peshmerga, because when I go there or cadets come back from there as an officer, they have more knowledge than working in here, and they are more academically learned about tactics and what Peshmerga needed academically.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the great opportunity for Peshmerga that they offer this, Sandhurst offered this for Peshmerga army. So this is the great opportunity that I was lucky for, that one of the candidates to go to Sandhurst and came back as an officer to serve in Peshmerga army.
So I could ask this one way, but we could talk about sort of the things that you picked up from Sandhurst training that you wouldn't have picked up in a standard Peshmerga training session. But also, as a with your own perspective, what do you think you brought to your platoon as with your own perspective and your own background?
Yeah, it's a good relationship, because when I went there as a Kurdish one, almost all my platoon didn't know who am I as a Kurd, and where's Kurdistan and what Kurdistan did. They always have the bad image in their mind that when they talk about Iraq, oh, there will be fight everywhere, there will be war everywhere. But no, Kurdistan also the great place and also an independent region of Iraq, so they can send their cadet because they have their army. So yeah, I was the one, as an international, I had a great opportunity to share my background and who I am to the international and also to British one, to tell them who is Peshmerga and who is the Kurd in the south part of Kurdistan, the big Kurdistan, and also the north part of Iraq.
And there were 35 applicants that were considered for this program, and you were the one that were selected, you and one other woman who did the short program. What did you go through, and what do you think made you such a successful candidate?
Yep. When I was told about Sandhurst, we were 35 female to participate in for competition for Sandhurst. By the end, all the competition from English language and requirements and working and experience, I was also Media Khan was, we were two candidates remaining for the last interview. We were chosen, I was chosen for regular course, regular commissioning course, and Media Khan was chosen for short course. She did 3 month short course in Sandhurst, so I did 1 year basic training at Sandhurst. So we were so lucky, two female Kurd female for two different courses at Sandhurst that they offered for us. So we were participating and we were successfully finished that. During this intake, what they require only female,
mm-hmm.
So we were 35. So I was so lucky that. I was one of them, because, and also I was so happy that all the female candidate working for Peshmerga.
Mm.
So they, at that time, they only need female one. So not with the male, but the other course, they choose the male one. But my time, they require only female. So we were 35 female to participate in the competition.
Part of Peshmerga history that people might not know is that there's a long history with women serving in the Peshmerga alongside men. Was that another thing that you had to educate, like, sort of officers at Sandhurst about?
Yeah. also with in the history of Peshmerga, from the beginning to till now, female has a great role. I can say about 40% of all the Peshmerga army, so 40% of female are participating with them. Even in the past, when we were on the political movement, in the female also working with the male together to participate in, even in the fight or in the houses or any any help that needed, female also one of them that they were participating. And after that, even in Ministry of Peshmerga, in the terms of gender, female has a great role also, luckily more than in Iraq, because we have more female participation in the army than Iraq has. And also recently we have female killed in the ISIS war and female leaders, so yeah, participating female is very good in the north of Iraq.
And historically at Sandhurst, there's a separate female platoon, but this time it was mixed. You told me, you made the point before we turned the microphones on, that you preferred the mixed platoon. I'm curious why.
Yeah, before my time, before my intake, Sandhurst used to have their separate female platoon with the other male platoons, but this time they mixed it during my time. Each platoon has about four to five female, based on how many females are participating. But I would prefer mixing one, because if you are separated by one platoon, they will watch you like, yes, female are weaker image or weaker characteristic, they treat them differently. But if you treat them equally with the male one, yes, you can see how much female can do it, as much as male do it, because all competition and everything were the same. So yes, I would prefer the mixed one.
So speaking of competition, you were part of the Sovereign Platoon. Could you describe to me what that is, and sort of what the accolades that come with that are once you get commissioned?
Yeah. During my intake, or during every intake, when you started from junior term to senior term, there will be a several competition based on the physical training, shooting, and academic study, and every exercise that you do. There will be competition between the platoons. The platoons getting more or earning more points, they will count as the first platoon, or they call sovereign platoon. And I was honored to have to be a sovereign platoon in my intake, because when you be a sovereign platoon, when you serving under the queen or king, I was so lucky serving under the queen's region. So I got a letter from the queen with her sign that I was the sovereign platoon, and my platoon on this sovereign parade, when you do, you will be separated and you will treat it as a first platoon out of intake.
And you got the last signed letter from the queen before she passed away this year, correct?
Yes, I was honored for that.
That's fun. Yeah. So, okay, let's transition a little bit since you've come from Sandhurst back to Kurdistan. Obviously, the situation with Iran has developed significantly in the past 6 months. One thing in particular is there's been a historical division within the Peshmerga. Could you describe to someone who, again, might not know anything about what's going on with the KRI and the military situation here, what those divisions are?
Political situation since I came back, it has changed in the past 6 months, especially with Iran, because one part of Kurdistan is in the Iran, and there's some kind of situation that against Kurd, and also Iran has influence of KIRO, and they have influence since the past till now. But what's the most important is what a coalition part and different countries are working on is we need reunited of Peshmerga army. So we need a stronger army in the north of Iraq. Because if we don't reunite it, if the political still participating and negotiation with that, we cannot make it more stronger army. So what I have seen, I'm so happy to see that the new divisions that the Ministry of Peshmerga tried to build with support of different countries like UK and US and Germany, these new divisions are the new generation participating in terms of leaders and the headquarters. The new generation, the more academic people are participating. That these two divisions will be the bigger armies, bigger, stronger Peshmerga army in the north of Iraq to supporting Iraqi army from north and south against ISIS, first of all, and against all the countries, because if we are stronger, we can reduce the influence of Iran in the KIR. So yes, I'm happy, and I can see the bigger, the better vision of Peshmerga army by establishing these two divisions.
When you say influence from Iran, what kinds of influences are we talking about?
Always political influence, because in Kurdistan, everyone knows that there's a political parties in here, and one of them has influence of Iran, the other one has influence of other country. So this kind of help us to have less united of Kurdistan, but by the end we all goes back to one government. Beside our political party, we all refer to one government in Kurdistan, which is government of north of Iraq, which is Kurdistan, and we have one president. So we need to be stronger to decrease the influence that the Iran doesn't influence the one party, especially in the area of near the border in Soleimani and around there, because if they have influence, we will get in fight, or we will lose this freedom and independence. So we need to be stronger inside ourselves.
Historically, how has corruption in the KRI affected the Peshmerga?
Always politics, corruption. There will be always politics, and we have a problem that right person is not the right place. Politics has influence. For example, we have two big and strong politics. So if we count in politics in governing our government or in our duties and criteria and this stuff, politics is always has bad influence on it, on us. So I hope the politics is getting less, and we will have a qualified army, a strong army without politics. So I hope the new generation will be will be less affected by politics. Mm-hmm. So politics always separate us from one party to the other one.
Because there are party separations, for example, with Sandhurst. You were telling me before we started this interview that there people from different parties are selected every other year,
yep.
Correct?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. For example, they offer the seats every year. So politics has influence that each year one candidate from one political party will go to Sandhurst. Like if this year from one politics go, the next year should be from the other politics. I don't see the bad things in this way, because by the end the right place will be chosen by British consulate for this, but still politics has influence on that.
Right. And so there are two seats for Sandhurst given to almost as soldiers from Baghdad, but Iraqi soldiers, and then one for Peshmerga. Going off of that, what kinds of How has the relationship between KRI and Baghdad changed in the, let's say, since 2017? But particularly, like, if we could focus in the past, like, year or so,
especially with the development with Iran.
Yeah, we have a good relationship as an army, the Iraqi, in terms of training, especially, because Sandhurst gave the offer for Iraq 3 seats, 2 for Iraqi, 1 for Kurd. These seats that they give everyone, officer cadet go there, we have even stronger relationship with, for example, Kurdish cadet and Iraqi cadet. What I believe in terms of army and training and military stuff, we have stronger relationship with Iraq, and all basic training in Kurdistan are based on Iraq. Even still now, Iraqi are dominating in basic training of Kurdish army for in terms of officers and this stuff, because as an independent country, we're still referring to Iraq. In terms of military, we're referring to Iraq, and we have a strong relationship. And this relationship has to be even stronger, because if we are not stronger as a small region of Kurdistan, Iran will have influence, more influence, that we can we might have fight against Iraq if Iran has influence of Kurdistan. So this, the relationship with Iraq has to be strong. It is strong in terms of military, because we work in cooperatively with each other, but it has to be more stronger.
What resources are needed right now that aren't being met for the Peshmerga?
Peshmerga army, compared to the bigger army like British one or American one, we are still a baby army, a small army. Mm-hmm. We are not strong enough, but in terms of logistics, in terms of training, in terms of advices and helping us with meeting and getting more united, in these terms, we still need help. We need help from getting more logistics support. We need help to get more training from international, like British and US. We need help to get more united, for example, establishing the new divisions, to new divisions that the headquarters need still advices from the international, like British and US. So yes, in terms of that, we still need the help.
You've come back specializing as an engineer. What are you currently working on here in Soleimani as a engineering officer?
Yes, I came back as a second lieutenant, as an officer to my regiment, because Sandhurst was just basic training for specialists. You'll go back to your country to get your regiment and specialists. So I just came back to here as an engineer to my regiment. I'm not still not a platoon commander yet, but I'm working with the new division that they are about to establish in this year. Should be done, it's in the process. So the new division should have the regiment of engineers. So I'm working with them to have more developed academic way of engineer regiment with these divisions that we have. As one officer, I'm the one from engineers. That if we have more officer cadet come back from Sandhurst as a second lieutenant for different regiment, this would be a great help, because what we have learned is the new technology, a new ideology, a new academic way, a new strategic way against war in different regiment. So this is the kind of helpful for Peshmerga army to have an officer from abroad get commission and come back to serve Peshmerga army.
So we talked a lot about the last sort of 6 months and the unification of Peshmerga along the border. In the next 6 months, what do you see in terms of operations happening in the area?
It should be the operation of, as I said, the operation of getting more stronger in the border against ISIS, because we are just about in the moment that if ISIS come out again, mm-hmm. So we are strong enough to defend Kurdistan, and but with the help of coalition parties and countries. The next move, 6 months, I'm glad to see, or I see, the more united Peshmerga army in Kurdistan, and more academic way, and more trained people and men on the ground will be there for against ISIS or against any other war that it will come for Kurdistan.
Well, Leylo, thank you so much for giving me your time today.
Yeah, welcome.
I appreciate it. Cheers.
Thanks again to Leyla Mojid for taking the time and letting us come to her lovely home in Slemani. Inside Kurdistan is brought to you by the Kurdistan Information Network, and you can check out our podcast on kurdistanin.net. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have any questions or comments, you can reach out to us at info@kurdistanin.net. Thanks so much. I'm Aaron Weintraub, and this has been Inside Kurdistan. Thank you.